Shows of every kind invite the crowd. Shows that make us grip our seats with excitement.
A sample of the marvelous freaks you'll see for the price of a small bin.
Internet Freak Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Internet Freak Show. We've spent the last few episodes going over mysteries that were either started or propagated through Reddit. Now, this is not a big surprise, because Reddit is one of the largest communities on the internet, but let's take a step back this week and instead focus on a YouTube mystery. Reddit does indeed play a role in deciphering this internet freak show, but let this episode show that not all freak shows take place on Reddit. They're everywhere across the internet, in every corner imaginable. Unfavorable Semicircle is a YouTube channel that was created in March of 2015, but video uploads did not begin until April 5th. While many YouTube channels are low traffic or have videos that are not immediately apparent as to their purposes, this channel was substantially different. Starting with even their titles. Every title on this channel began with a Sagittarius emoji, followed by six random digits. Videos were uploaded in large quantities, way too many videos to be produced and uploaded by hand. It was immediately apparent that this channel either relied on several individuals producing and uploading videos, or this was some sort of automated bot that created and uploaded these videos. And in this context, there's not really a great way to tell the difference, but the random six-digit titles to me are a clue that these were created by some sort of automated system and not a group of individuals. The videos are unique, to say the least. Some of these videos are only a few seconds long, but the longest video posted to the channel was a staggering 11 hours long. Some videos were very pixelated images, while others just contained single colored dots in fields of brown. Some videos were totally silent, no audio at all. Others contained distorted noises or ambient sounds. Some people on the internet have claimed that watching these videos made their computers crash or their smart televisions become corrupted and not work anymore. I think that these are just sort of stories made up to increase the mythology of this channel. I don't really see any of those claims verified on the internet. One of the more prominent videos on Unfavorable Semicircle was labeled Lock. This video is sort of difficult to explain, but it basically consisted of flashing colors with occasional breaks in the flashing to just a plain black screen. On some of these flashing colors, there were small dots, sort of like the floaters that you see if you close your eyes and press on your eyelids. Now, this video is one of few that was actually deciphered. So this is going to be a little difficult to explain, but bear with me here. Basically, if you take every frame in the video and the color that it presents, but instead of showing them sequentially as you do in a video, you turned each frame into a pixel and you lined them up. Eventually, you'd come up with a photo of a lock. I hope that explanation made sense. It's a little difficult to explain in podcast format here. But this photo, though, was not really a crystal clear image of a lock. It was very pixelated, very grainy, and mostly black and white. And in fact, it barely resembled an image of a lock at all. Now, with the title, the combination of the picture and the title, you could see that it was a lock, I guess. But you could also see how it could be sort of confusing to look at. Users have tried to find the source image of this lock, but from what I could tell, have come up empty. So this one video was successfully decoded, and this decoding could be a clue as to how to decipher other videos, but unfortunately, using this approach does not work universally. And this approach can't really be automated to test for other videos because while it is not a super complex task to turn each frame into a pixel and line them up, it becomes a lot more complicated to figure out where the line breaks are and where to start a new row to reveal the eventual image that you'd come up with. The quality in the videos only complicates things further, so while this was a promising lead, not much else came from this effort. Okay, so with all that out of the way, the obvious question to me is, what is this channel exactly? One of the obvious answers is that this is an ARG, or an alternate reality game, and this seems to be the default answer to anything sort of weird and mysterious on the internet. If you don't know what it is, just call it an ARG and move on with your life. It's a really convenient way to explain away strange things on the internet, but I think if this were an ARG, it'd be more obvious and more solvable. It seems that whoever made this made it too complex that nobody can figure out how to escape the YouTube portion of this game. The other prevailing theory here is that it's an art project. Again, maybe that answer is a little too convenient and a little lazy, too. It's possible, but it's also completely unsatisfying, right? Is this an automated test of some sort? So it didn't take long for internet detectives to start comparing this channel to another mysterious YouTube channel with obvious similarities called WebDriver Torso. Just like Unfavorable Semicircle, WebDriver Torso uploads many, many videos of varying length. The videos are not traditional videos, instead they typically just feature two boxes, one red and one blue, and the boxes move around the screen. And just like Unfavorable Semicircle, WebDriver Torso appeared on YouTube with very little fanfare and no obvious description as to what it was or what purpose it served. WebDriver Torso, however, was eventually solved. It turns out that WebDriver Torso was a YouTube channel created by YouTube itself, and it was used for internal and public tests. It served to test video upload speeds and conversion to and from various different video types that were uploaded to YouTube. It was basically a playground for Google to test out features that weren't ever supposed to be made public. But once it got popular, Google had to fess up. Now they have taken full credit and ownership of WebDriver Torso. In fact, if you Google the term, the Google logo itself turns into the familiar red and blue blocks seen in many of the videos. So this has turned into quite a long explanation. Thank you for bearing with me here. But the short answer is yes. Of course, this channel could be used as some sort of a testing channel. Although, we do have to rule out Google being behind it, because they suspended the channel in February of 2016. Please stay tuned to hear other explanations of what this channel could be after this word from our sponsors. Okay, so if it's not Google running these tests, who could it be? Maybe it's a nefarious group out to, you know, beat YouTube's copyright flagging algorithm. A lot of people have probably experienced uploading a video to YouTube only to be automatically flagged for copyright infringement due to a song playing in the background or something similar. And I'm sure most of us have seen videos on YouTube taken from our favorite movies or TV shows, but the frame is flipped or stretched or otherwise modified to avoid being flagged on YouTube. What if this channel was made to test YouTube's content algorithms, with the eventual goal being to bypass these algorithms or to move videos to the top of people's playlists? So with the suspension of the YouTube channel and all other leads dying out, it seems unlikely that this mystery will ever be solved. Most internet sleuths have moved on to something new by now. There's still a Discord channel devoted to discussions, but when I popped in, it didn't really seem very active. So that's an unsatisfying end to this freak show, to be sure, but part of the internet is letting some things remain a mystery and enjoying it for the weirdness that it is. If you have any feedback, please leave it as an iTunes review or reach out to me via Twitter. I am at Tim Wasson, TimWasson. Thank you. Next week, we'll be diving into another unsolved mystery of the internet with the Markovian Parallax Denigrate. An internet freak show 20 years in the making. For more awesome podcasts, or if you want to start your own podcast, check out the Geek Nerdery Podcasting Network at geeknerdery.com. There's podcasts on reality shows, horror movies, bowling, and more. See you next week, internet.
Until next time, stay freaky.